Hello, I'm Andrew Tarkin. You're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Plants are powerful things, and in one office building in New Delhi, they might even be providing a breath of fresh air for workers. Today, we visit the so-called healthiest building in Delhi to find out how greenery can fight back against air pollution, as well as providing more than just health benefits to building occupants and owners alike. Here with more is Geetanjali Krishna.
Nehru Place is Delhi's best-known grey market. It's a concrete jungle of dusty buildings and courtyards that are so crowded that the pedestrian traffic jams echo the gridlocks on the road. Here, hawkers sell second-hand clothing, high street rip-offs, dubious iPhones, pirated software, and everything in between. Endless construction and thousands of corporate cigarette breaks make the air in the grey market too grey to breathe. And in this urban wasteland is a building that's famous for having the cleanest air in town, the Paharpur Business Center, or PBC in short. I go to Nehru Place to look for the building and find I'm lost. So I ask Yusuf, a shifty vendor who's approached me with a broken metal tray full of knockoff HP printer inks. "Do you know where it is?" He says, "You mean that nice building with lots of plants?" and points me in the right direction. That sums up the PBC perfectly. This nice building with lots of plants is the brainchild of Delhi businessman Kamal Mittal, who was told by doctors many years ago that Delhi's air was toxic for him, as it is for everybody else. Mittal did some digging and found that by judiciously planting the right plants in the right numbers, he could actually grow his own clean air in his office building in Nehru Place. He found that three commonly found Indian plants, money plants, areca palms, and the unfortunately named mother-in-law's tongue or Sansevieria, most effectively absorb pollutants and release clean air. In his now famous TED Talk, Mittal says that four shoulder-high plants are enough to generate pure air for one individual. This is what he has done in PBC. The business center today has more plants than people and a patented rooftop air purification system that washes and filters the air before it's further purified through these plants. It's as pure, Mittal says in his TED Talk, as the air on the Swiss Alps. Inside the building, you're likely to hear Kenny G's saccharine sax piped on hidden speakers instead of Swiss cowbells. And the air definitely feels different, more humid perhaps than Delhi's dry air in February. More important, it smells fresh, which, as any Delhiite will attest, is not something that we are used to. And for this, they charge twice the rent charged by neighboring buildings, saying that PBC's healthier office environment can potentially increase productivity and reduce absenteeism. They quote a 2016 study that has found that cognitive performance scores of people who work in green environments are double those who work in conventional spaces. But the question is, how do we know their air purification strategy works? Way back in 1989, NASA presented preliminary data on the ability of some common plants to remove organic chemicals from indoor air. However, the data applies less to houses with windows and more to small sealed chambers similar to spacecraft. With its hermetically sealed, plant-filled and strangely people-free interiors so at odds with the cacophony of Nehru Place, PBC does feel vaguely like outer space, so perhaps the NASA research does apply to it. And then, of course, they measure air quality daily and have been independently rated among the healthiest office buildings of Delhi. Outside, I bump into Yusuf again. "What was it like?" he asks me. "I'll never be allowed inside, so you might as well describe it to me." I tell him that I've learned we can all manufacture our own clean air with just four tall plants. He laughs. Only rich people can think of such things. Now, if I had the luxury of space in my shanty for four tall plants, I'd be way more likely to plonk an extra mattress there and ask my no-good brother back home in our village in Bihar to occupy it and earn some money instead.
You've been listening to Tool Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Today's episode was written by Geetanjali Krishna and produced and edited by David Stevens. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.